Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I am a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solutions company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and business leaders like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success so that you can thrive in every area of life. So let's get started with today's episode. Before we dive into this wonderful guest that I am very excited to introduce you all to, I want to thank you again for supporting the show, for listening to it, for subscribing, for following, commenting, everything you do that just helps this show continue to grow as we build this community of entrepreneurs, of like-minded people that are looking for success in every area of life, whether that be their business, their finances, their health and wellness, their spirituality, their relationships, everything that goes into creating whole life success for all of us. It is a struggle to get a show off the ground floor, especially not having millions of dollars to throw at it, because we have to break through the noise. We have to break through the net that's there to keep the smaller shows down and elevate those that are actually pushing through. And I appreciate that. We want to make sure that we're promoting the shows that are actually putting in the work and the effort, because we are one of them. And so I absolutely appreciate it. But I need your help. I need you to interact with the podcast. If you enjoy what you're listening to, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, make sure that you're subscribing to it. Leave us a review. Jump over to YouTube. YouTube actually seems to be getting the most traction, which is exciting. I like it because it's the video side of it. So you get to see these entrepreneurs, these business leaders that we're bringing on the show, and see their passion and excitement for what they're doing. So on YouTube, you can subscribe, you can like, you can share, you can leave comments. And I want your comments, the good and the bad. Listen, I think we need to get back to a time in this world where we are actually conversing about things, where we're debating about things. If we make a statement on this show, if I make a statement, if one of our guests makes a statement that you disagree with, say something. Let's talk about it. I am not right 100% of the time. I promise you that. And I'm always wanting to grow. Or if there's something that's said that you like, I'd love to hear that as well. Also, if there's a guest that you want to have on the show, if there's a topic you want us to discuss, put that in the comments. It's super important that we continue to make this show what you want it to be. This is not about me. This is not about our company, Gorgeous Business Solutions. Yes, that does help brand awareness for us for sure. However, this is about creating that community, like I said, of like-minded people that are wanting to grow and develop and become better. So super excited for all the help that you can provide for us to move through. That is not something I can do on my own. I will keep showing up for you every day. Every week and putting out a new show. We've got the calendar packed through till the end of January with new guests coming on from a variety of things. In fact, one that I just scheduled a couple days ago that's going to be on the show. She's a speaker on the TEDx shows. So we're bringing in some people that have a wealth of knowledge that they can share with us. So super, super excited about that. Okay. Thank you again. Now to get on to today's show, I'm excited to bring on Kelvin Abrams, somebody that we connected with a few weeks ago, had to kind of work through our schedules to align it. But he's an innovative entrepreneur of 15 years. He had success in surviving the 2008 financial crisis and the COVID lockdowns of 2020, which we know is a big deal to be able to push through when things were stacked against us. And unfortunately, I don't think this will be the last time that we're going to have to face some of these things as business owners. He currently owns four businesses. One of them is Tiki's Playhouse, and that, it sounds like that's kind of the main source. That's a doggy daycare that actually has two of his other businesses attached to it, a coffee shop and a bar. I don't have a dog, but if I did, that was, and I lived there, that would definitely be a place I could go. If you could drop your dog off and let them have a great time, sit back and have a cocktail and just relax, I think that's a terrific idea. I love creative thinking that Kelvin obviously is doing there. He also wrote a book, Get Uncomfortable and Change Course. Get Uncomfortable or Change Course. There'll be a link in the show notes to that one. And then he's developed that into an online program as well with a workbook. So excited to dive into what those two aspects of his business are and how he can help us learn and become better. So I'm going to stop talking now. Without further ado, I am so excited to bring on our special guest today, Kelvin Abrams. Man, Kelvin, I am so excited to finally have you on the show. I know it takes a couple weeks for us to get schedules together. We're all so busy, but so great to have you on the show. I have already introduced you to our audience. Let them know about your 15 years of experience. And you know what? There's kudos to you for surviving the financial crisis of 08, the emergency lockdowns of 2020. That was a time where I think businesses had to either thrive and in order to survive, or so many of them unfortunately shut down. So to weather both of those storms, congratulations to that. Introduce that you are the owner of Tiki's Playhouse. Again, if I had a dog, I would figure out a way to get there and share a glass of bourbon with you. But we also talked about your book, and we'll circle back in on that. But those are the bullet points. Those are the things that you've accomplished. Why don't you tell us who are you?
Well, first of all, Steve, thanks for having me on your show today. And I want to say happy Veterans Day to those who've served our beautiful country. Mm-hmm. So thank you for our veterans today. And who I am, let's see. I like to just say I was born an entrepreneur. My entire life, I've always been a kid that had creative ideas and thoughts. And, you know, I hustled my whole life, you know, selling a little bit of this, selling soda, selling candy, selling toys, things like that. So I've always been an entrepreneur my whole life. So that's what I like to say is I've been born an entrepreneur. Currently, right now, I have a couple of things going on. I have a couple of businesses. Tiki's Playhouse has been in existence for 16 years. That's a doggy daycare. We have a coffee shop now that I'm sitting in called K9 and Coffee. That's been around for 9 years. I also have a gym, American Fitness Express. So I've owned that gym for about 6 years now. And that just came about through an opportunity. The gym, that is, came about through an opportunity. And so opportunity came knocking and I took advantage of it. I also have an online course for the book that I wrote. So I have a book, and then I also have a clothing line that we recently started during the pandemic. And that clothing line right here, it's called Sniffing Ass. I mean, it's phonetically, it doesn't say that, but it's called Sniffing Ass. And I thought about that for the doggy daycare business during the pandemic. And ironically, how it came about is one night I was sleeping and I woke up in the middle of the night and I started thinking, oh, wow, dogs and dogs meet each other and sniffing ass. And I kind of just came up with the concept. And I'll explain to you what I mean by that is when I do a temperament test here at Tiki's Playhouse, I always tell people, hey, you know how dogs meet? They meet butt to butt. You know, because they smell each other's butt and they say, hey, what did you have for dinner last night? Where have you been? Are you a boy? Are you a girl? And so in the middle of the night one night, I swear to God, during the pandemic, when everyone's pulling their hair out, thinking about how to make money and how to do this, it just woke me up in the middle of the night one night, sniffing ass. And there you go.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got a lot of creative things going on upstairs here.
Oh, that's awesome. You know what, though? But how courageous of you to step into that space. There are I guess it would be a whole episode in itself of whether entrepreneurs are created or born. I guess there's probably a little bit of both to it, but the fact of the matter is you were given a vision and you ran with it. And that is huge, because I know there's a lot of us, especially in entrepreneur space, because we are just a little bit off in our heads, right?
You have to be.
You do. So just the fact that you were able to take that and run with it, that's absolutely awesome. You know, it's one of those things that I think separates the successful from those that aren't. It's the willingness to step into a space that maybe is new, that maybe, you know, can paralyze you. I was actually thinking this morning while I was in the gym about a section of a book that I'm working on talking about pushing through resistance and how much resistance we have as people. But even more so as entrepreneurs, how much resistance we have from sometimes outside sources, right? We had the 08 financial crisis that you survived. We had the 2020 lockdowns that you survived. But then the internal struggles that we have, the internal resistance of fear, of being afraid to step into areas of discomfort, because, you know, and I think as an entrepreneur, that's kind of where we have to start, of stepping into areas of discomfort, because it's not comfortable to say, I don't need a W-2 paycheck, thank you very much. I'm going to go out on my own and kill what I hunt, you know? Yeah. So do you find that that's one of the big separators of successful and not, is the ability to be uncomfortable? In fact, your book is called Get Uncomfortable or Change Course. So why don't you unpack that book for us? What does that mean?
Yeah, so thank you very much. So Get Uncomfortable or Change Course is exactly what you were just talking about. It's getting through that mental space or that mental block that's in your head that is called fear. Mm. Everyone has fears. And so to be an entrepreneur, you really have to knock down that wall of fear, and you have to go at it. You know, the old saying, you know, pilots say balls to the wall. So you really kind of have to go at it balls to the wall, just because of the fact that there is no end. There is no direction. There's no map. There's no road. The road is bumpy. It's crooked. It's got holes in it. You're going to fall off of a cliff, and you're going to have to learn how to fly. Once before, I heard someone say that entrepreneurs jump off of a cliff and they fly down. So I don't remember who said it, but I heard that and it stuck with me, that entrepreneurs jump and they fly. You know, so they figure it out on the way down. And that's what getting uncomfortable is you have to be willing to step out of your own headspace, number one. That's 90% of it, is stepping out of your own headspace. When you step out of your own headspace and say there is nothing else to fear, then you've already succeeded. And so when people ask me, you know, what are you afraid of? And I sit back and my first response has always been for many years is, I'm afraid of not trying. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of failing, because I've failed several times throughout my life. I failed as a kid. I failed in sports. I failed growing up in classes. I failed classes. You know, I've always failed my entire life, and I've continued to get up and continue to move forward. So failure is not, it doesn't scare me to fail. I've been homeless before for a short period of time in college. I've slept in my car. I've slept in a library in colleges. So I'm not afraid of fear. That's what most people are afraid of, is fear. And that's why most people don't start businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think it's important that, that's really kind of a place to start on the entrepreneur journey, is understanding that it's going to be fearful. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm thinking about, I had a home gym years back, and on the wall, I had a flag that said, embrace the suck. And it was acknowledgement that this is going to suck. This is going to be difficult. But I don't think you're ever going to reach any sort of growth or success in business without having it. I mean, the fact that you own multiple businesses and a gym, that's so right next to each other of, if you want to have growth in the gym, if you want to have growth in your business, if you want to have growth in your relationships, you're going to have to go through some difficulties and some struggle. And most of that is overcoming your own head fears.
Absolutely. There's this great book that I've read twice now, David Goggins, a former Navy SEAL. I'm sure you've heard of David Goggins. And he has this quote that he used called Taking Souls. Mm-hmm. And Taking Souls, basically, in my mind, I mean, I know his meaning may mean something else, but for me, Taking Souls means looking at someone and letting them know that today's not the day. You're not going to take me today. You're not going to win against me today. I'm taking souls today. Yeah. And so David Goggins had struggled so much with being a Navy SEAL and growing up as a child with his father. And he's a great motivational speaker now. And again, I've read both of his books, and he's a very inspirational guy. But it's all about the fear, and it's all about failure and not being an option. And it's all about challenging your body to taking your body to the heights that you never thought you can do. I mean, this guy is running 100-mile marathons and 24-hour marathons. This guy is a beast. And so, yeah, David Goggins has perfected, you know, taking souls, and has perfected the not being afraid of fear. He's perfected it. So if anyone wants to talk about how to step out of your comfort zone, pick up a David Goggins book, period.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, you know what? I'll throw those books, links to those books in the show notes. Fantastic books. And one of my favorite parts of it was, because, I mean, yeah, he came from an abusive home and just failed a lot, actually, in the beginning of his life. And I love when he decided that he was going to start running, because he decided that he wanted to join the military. Didn't know exactly what that journey was going to look like, but he was like 300 pounds.
Correct.
And he put on his tennis shoes. I think he actually said he drank down his Oreo cookie shake that he had, and put on his tennis shoes and just started taking walks. And he failed and he quit and he failed and he quit and he failed and he quit, but he never stopped.
Never stopped. And that he didn't know how to swim. He was going in the Navy and didn't know how to swim.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. No, guys, those are awesome books. I'll give you a warning. If you're somebody sensitive to language, the man uses language,
yes, he does.
You know, in any podcast I've heard him on, anytime I've seen him, his books. But if that bothers you, kind of get past it. It's worth diving past that into what he's done. And that really is the success part of every journey. Again, we do culminate around entrepreneurship and business leaders on this podcast. But again, our purpose is, and why it's called The Whole Business, is it's not just about the business, the businesses that we own, but it's about creating success in everywhere. So if you're going to the gym, you're going to have to overcome stuff. If you're going to start a business, you're going to have to overcome stuff. If you're going to next level your business, you're going to have to overcome stuff. Absolutely. If you're going to get wealthy, you're going to have to overcome stuff. And that's just the way it goes. You have a mantra, and it's mentioned a couple times on your LinkedIn, and I think on your website as well. Learn, earn, and return. Can you unpack that for us?
I sure can. At first, I want to make sure I tell everybody it wasn't my phrase. I read it somewhere in the sense of learn, earn, return. So I don't want to get any copyright infringements if anyone says, hey, that's my quote, that's my phrase. No, but it's a mantra that I use, is learn, earn, return. And what learn means to me is learn your craft, learn your trade, learn, and then earn from it. Learn, earn from it. And then return is the most important part for me, which is I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for a handful of people that have helped me along the way and that have been there for me as business mentors, as friends, as family members, as community members, my landlord, my banker. So I wouldn't be where I am today without the help of others. So that's why I like to say my mantra is learn, earn, return. And not only that, there's a famous quote by Muhammad Ali, and I should have brushed up on it. I forgot what it said, but it's something to the effect of, oh boy, I don't even want to mess it up. But there's this quote about service, giving back. And there's this famous quote from Muhammad Ali. And as soon as we hang up the phone, I'm going to remember it, but it escapes me right now. But it's about being giving back. You know, our time on this earth is our service to others. And that's basically giving back to others, our time on this earth. And so that's where I'm at in my life right now, is learn, earn, and return. And that's what my book is all about. And that's what my online course is about, is giving back and helping others get to where I am. Because again, I would not be here without other people helping me. And I didn't have all the money in the world. I didn't come from a silver spoon. You know, all my businesses have been built from shoestring budgets, from the ground up. Alone, a lot of long days, a lot of long nights, a lot of tearful nights and pain and struggle and suffering, you know, so learn, earn, and return.
I love that. You know, it's been something that's been on my mind. And so it's enters into the last couple of podcast episodes about the fact that we, at any given time, I believe as entrepreneurs, at least once we've become somewhat established, we always should have one hand up to somebody that's helping take us to the next level. And that's what I inspire this podcast to be, is bringing on people like you who have accomplished that. You can be that hand up for us. We may never meet face to face, but I can still learn from you and grow from your experiences and knowledge. But at the same time, we need to also have a hand down, bringing that up behind us. I believe that true freedom in life is really best made from the entrepreneur standpoint. Where you're not having to show up and punch a clock. You know, when I talk to my coaching clients, when we drill down on why they truly started, because it's always important to me that we have a solid foundational why, that we know why we are doing this, because of those late nights and early mornings and tearful nights, if we can return back to that why, then it helps push us through. But as we are thinking about the depths of why people are starting it, it typically comes to freedom. And so if we can be helping, if we can be learning from somebody that's created freedom for themselves, and that's the one of the greatest things I appreciate about entrepreneurs, is their willingness to share. Almost all of them at all levels of success are willing to share their information, because there's no shortage of success. We can have the same business model. There's plenty of opportunity out Absolutely. There. You know, my opinion, I don't live from a limited mindset. I think there's an abundance of opportunity out there.
Absolutely.
So at the same time, let's bring somebody up on that entrepreneur journey with us, even if it's in the same space as you,
right?
Because there's opportunity, and we have a responsibility. I think if we're going to accept information from others and knowledge from others and learn from others, then we also should be passing along what we've done with that.
And that's what EARN is about. EARN is not necessarily about money.
Yeah.
It's about earning the respect of others, earning the respect of your colleagues or other business owners, learning from other business owners, you know. So EARN is a lot more than money. In fact, yeah. It's maybe 20% money and 80% other assets that are in part of that EARN
yeah.
aspect of it. And then return is all about giving back and having faith. I'm a man of faith, and giving back and knowing that there's a higher power that we serve, and knowing that, you know, at the end of the day, you can't take it with you. At the end right. of the day, it's better for you to pass it along and help others out and to bring others up. Especially for someone like myself, you know, we grew up, we were lower middle class, but we were middle class, you know, but we did have some struggles like a lot of families, but by no means, we had a roof over our head and we had food. It may have been limited at times, but we had food and a roof over our head. But you know, there were difficult days growing up as a child, you know, and part of my return that I want to do is help others like myself who didn't believe that they were going to go to college, who didn't believe that they had a journey in front of them. And I, throughout the years, have learned my journey. And that's where the learning part comes in, learn, earn, and return. So over the years, I've learned my journey, and I've learned about my journey, and I'm continuing to learn my journey. And my journey is going to end up with me giving back and doing something like yourself, podcasting, doing coaching, you know, maybe working for SCORE, the organization from the SBA. I had a really great mentor there, Ed Knox, from the Baltimore region of SCORE. And I just, he did a phenomenal job. And I think one of these days I would love to participate in a SCORE. And for those who don't know what SCORE is, basically it's an organization of retired business people or business professionals that volunteer their time for free with the Small Business Administration. And they help you with your business plan from the start to the finish of your business plan and connecting you with bankers. And I had a really good mentor, Ed Knox. And, you know, one of these days I actually do see myself mentoring and volunteering my time at a facility like SCORE and helping others.
Love that. Absolutely love that. We were at a wealth and invest at Wealth Generation and Investing Conference 2 weekends ago. It was faith-based, which we value. And the instructors and the coaches that were there were all people that had created great success and wealth for themselves to then serve with. But they all came from a place where, I mean, one of them was $2 million in debt when he started this journey. Another one was a couple $100,000 and had come out of a divorce. And they all have created so much success and then turned around and said, okay, now I have a responsibility to pass that down. And they looked at, there was 200 and change of us in the room, and they said, our hope for you is that you create your success, but then you have a responsibility to step up and join us in furthering the financial knowledge that needs to get out in this world. Exactly. Sounds like the exact same journey you're talking about. I love Absolutely. That. I will put a link to, in fact, I'm going to write a note. I'm going to put a link to SCORE in the show notes as well. That's great knowledge, to get out there. So you have your book and you have your online course. Tell us what, and I will always have a link to your website, so they can log into your course, buy your book. I'll have a link directly to your book as well on Amazon. So guys, go to the show notes. There's going to be a wealth of information in there. Pick up this book and check out the course. So give us an overview. Tell us what the book's about and what your course is about.
So the book, Get Uncomfortable or Change Course, basically kind of goes through my journey of being an entrepreneur. It starts off kind of like any other book, where, you know, a little bit about me, my life growing up, so that the readers have some information about me and who I am. And then it just talks about my journey as far as how I got started, the difficulties I had, like the pandemic. The housing crash in 2008 when Obama came in the office. It talks about my struggles as that my house went into foreclosure 3 times. And, you know, it just talks about their sacrifice. And so I knew I was going to write a book, Steve, when I was 18 years of age. I just didn't know what it was going to be about. And it wasn't until I would say right around the pandemic or a year or two before the pandemic, I started getting this vision about what I wanted to write the book about. And then it really wasn't until the pandemic hit that I actually knew what I wanted to write the book about. And it was basically just to let people know that being an entrepreneur is more than handing out a business card saying I'm a business owner. You know, hey, here's a t-shirt, I'm a business owner. You know, a lot of people like to say that, you know. 6 months later, 100% of those people usually end up failing, or 95% of those people usually end up failing. And so my book basically just goes through the steps of what you have to be willing to give up and sacrifice. I talk about things like sacrificing friendships, family, sacrificing holiday times, weekend times, vacations, funerals, weddings. I can't tell you how many of these things I've sacrificed. I can't tell you when the last time I saw a movie in a movie theaters. It had to be at least 15, 20 years ago. And so it's all about sacrifice and the amount of sacrifice you're willing to give up for just a slither of hope to be successful. Because not every entrepreneur is successful. So it's how much you're willing to give up with the hope of being successful. And it's like these athletes that are in college, you know, they're getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, practicing their sport, whether it be lacrosse, football, soccer, whatever it may be, with the slither of trying to get to the professional level. And that's the same thing with being an entrepreneur, is we do it day in and day out, and we sacrifice and we make the sacrifices for that slither of a chance to be successful as an entrepreneur. So the book really dives deep into what you're expecting to, or let you know what you're walking into. And then the online course breaks it down a little bit more, in the sense of we actually talk about how to get to these next steps, how to get in front of the banker, how to do the marketing, what marketing is effective and what isn't effective, what bankers are looking for when you're trying to go in front of a bank. And we actually break it down to the five C's and or six C's. And we actually talk about the steps of doing a business plan and why business planning is so important. So I think it's definitely with the book, and we have a workbook. So with the workbook and the online course, if someone is saying, I don't know what to do, I don't know how to start a business, I'm scared, if they pick up the book, the workbook, and the online course, I think it's going to be the best jumpstart for them, and they're going to be ready to put their business plan in front of a business, in front of a banker or a venture capitalist, after they successfully complete the course and actually work the course. Not just read the course and listen to it, work the course. That's where the workbook comes in, is they incorporate the workbook along with the course, where you can take notes and write down the notes, because we really do ask you questions, and we ask you blue sky moments where we want you to think about this. Write down your biggest fears. Write down what success looks like to you. Write down how you would do this. So we actually engage the reader or the viewer to, we challenge them, I should say, we challenge them to face their fears in the course and in our workbook. We really challenge them, and we offer them some insight on how to face their fears and how to deal with it.
That's awesome, man. That's so good. You know, I was just thinking while you're talking that I had two thoughts. Number one, Christmas is coming up. We all know, as entrepreneurs, we all know other people who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, who are thinking about being entrepreneurs. Man, this is a great Christmas present to give to somebody in your life who is considering opening a business. Maybe it's one of your high school kids, or somebody you know that's thinking about opening even just a lawn business in the summertime, or going into their own hair business. Like, this is a great book then to just walk people through that journey. So I'll put a link in the show notes. This is a Christmas present. This is how you show people you love them.
Amen.
When you help them learn how to create freedom for themselves.
Exactly.
Thank you for creating that. We actually are creating a young entrepreneurs course that we want to take to the schools, because I want to get more people educated in these things. Because, I mean, you know, how much information was out there readily available when you decided you wanted to start your own business? There's a lot of flopping around and figuring out, you know, the things that did, and a lot of trial and error.
Yes.
So you're really shortening some of that trial and error period for folks.
I am, because, you know, like most people, I've read self-help books. I've looked at, you know, tapes of other successful millionaires who tell you, hey, this is where I'm at today. I'm a millionaire, you know, so forth, right? But What they fail to talk about is how they got there, the struggles and the sacrifice that it took to get there. You know, so I too love reading those self-help books, and I still do today. But what I've noticed is that they don't talk about the nitty gritty. They don't talk about, you know, the dirt, the pain, the struggle. I mean, the pain, when I say pain, I mean mental pain, physical pain, emotional pain, the pain that it takes to be an entrepreneur and the struggle. And not only that, there is no end. Everyone says, well, when are you going to stop? When are you going to sell your business? When are you going to? There is no end. There is no end. If you're an entrepreneur, I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. Why? Because I'm going in this direction. I'm going in this direction. I got so many visions that when my vision is complete and I've built my compound, if you will, then my vision is complete. But right now, there is no light at that end of that tunnel. I go every day. I go every day.
Yeah.
And there is no end to it. You know, and that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur for me is that I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And creativity doesn't stop. I don't sleep at night because I get up in the middle of the night, I write notes down, I write stuff down. Creativity, it doesn't stop. And that's why I say there's no end.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I said earlier on, we're all just as entrepreneurs, we're all just a little off. You know, in such a positive way. Yes. I mean, I wouldn't want it any other way. No. I have owned businesses and then gone and worked for other people. I can't work for other people. I am a bad employee because I see how to make things better and I don't have the control.
Yes.
You know, and then there's a bit of us that truly does. I mean, we talked about fear earlier. There is something that makes you come alive when you're facing that fear, when you're having to make decisions knowing that
absolutely
you're risking, knowing that you're stepping into fear. And then I believe it makes us better as people.
It does.
Because now I know that I can face something and it's not going to paralyze me.
Right.
Ready to elevate your business? Gorgeous Business Solutions is thrilled to announce our new online courses. In Business Foundations, you'll set or refresh the framework of your business, covering everything from legal structure and financial planning to your unique selling proposition. And in Business Builder, dive into brand identity, sales strategies, and powerful marketing techniques to stand out in today's market. Join a community of entrepreneurs taking the leap to success. Reserve your spot today and watch your business thrive with Gorgeous Business Solutions.
And that's why I tell people when they say, aren't you afraid of failing? No, why am I afraid of failing? The worst thing I'm afraid of doing is letting me down, which is not trying. I can care less if I fail. I've been homeless in my car in college. Fine, I'll go back to sleeping in my truck. I don't care.
Right.
What I care about is letting myself down.
Yeah.
That's what I care about.
And if you listen to some of those or research some of the guys that have made it really big, they have all failed.
Yes.
And they started over. You know, one of the guys that is one of my mentors that I've been so grateful for, he built up a $1 million+ business only to have his board fire him. So it was taken away. Well, he built up another business. Now he's worth, I think the last time I talked to him, he's $700 million, you know, flying his private jet everywhere. He's doing fine because he knew how to build a business. Yeah. And once you know how to build it, you can do it anywhere. You know, we're coming on the heels of an election with a lot of people all over the place on both sides. One thing I didn't have fear of during this election cycle is, regardless of what policy changes and regardless of who comes in office, there's going to be policy changes and shifts. I knew that I had the ability to pivot, to overcome, to tweak. If we face another pandemic, I know I have the ability to overcome and pivot and tweak. If you work for somebody else, they have the control and you may lose your job because they didn't know how to do that. As entrepreneurs, we get to retain some control. And so, you know, I put out a few messages to people saying at the end of the day, your success is your responsibility. And that's the joy of what we get to do every day as entrepreneurs. And as people that are inspiring new entrepreneurs come in, is your success is your fault, good or bad. It's your fault. And that comes from two gentlemen here that have won, that have failed, that have learned, that have tweaked. And like you said, the light at the end of the tunnel, we're never going to stop changing and tweaking. And I mean, you're sitting in a beautiful bar that you own. I guarantee you, and we haven't even discussed this, but I guarantee you, you've got ideas of how to make it even better.
I'm working on it right now.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
And that's the journey of it. That's the joy of it. So again, congratulations on your success and congratulations on having your mind right. I love talking with people like you who I believe your mind is right. You understand that there's going to be issues, there's going to be struggles, but also understand that, hey, I got another soul to take if we're going to bring back David Goggins.
Taking souls, yeah.
That's right.
And my thing is, you know, moving forward, like with this election in the next coming 4 years, is I just look at it as, okay, Kelvin, you dealt with the pandemic and that was a very difficult time for you financially and otherwise. It's just preparing myself to pivot once again.
Yeah.
So a couple of business owners or clients of mine that are very successful business owners taught me one thing, and I speak about this in my book. Is they talk about never being comfortable and every 3 years reinventing yourself. And I think that's where a lot of business owners fail, is they get comfortable after 3, 4, 5, 6 years, they get comfortable and they lose sight. And so very successful business owners, one, a client of mine owned 45 Pizza Huts here in the state of Maryland. He since then has sold them, but he owned 45 Pizza Hut, and his brother and him started with $900 loan from his mother. And they built their Pizza Hut empire into 45 businesses.
Wow.
And the one thing he told me and reinforced me, which is every couple of years, you have to reinvent yourself. Do something different. Elaborate on something. Grow your idea. Grow your thought. Just like another business owner had 7 restaurants here. And that person also told me, hey, Kelvin, every 3 years, I reinvent myself. So you don't get stagnant. And you don't get complacent. Like I liken it to athletes, professional athletes. If let's say a Tiger Woods or LeBron James or Michael Jordan stayed, or Tom Brady, you know, if they stayed complacent, won their first Super Bowl and kind of got lazy and slacked off and all that stuff, Tom wouldn't have 5 Super Bowl rings. Michael Jordan wouldn't be the best NBA player out there. They kept reinventing themselves and bettering themselves. Tiger Woods with his swing. He reinvents his swing. If he messes up one tournament, he tweaks his swing. He reinvents his swing. So it's constantly improving and reinventing yourself, which is going to make a good entrepreneur.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Tim Grover?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So he for our audience, he wrote a couple of great books. He was the personal trainer for Jordan and Kobe and Dwayne Wade and others. And he talked about Michael Jordan, you know, they would win the championship. He would take 60 seconds to celebrate and then be like, okay, Tim, we'll see you at 4 a.m. at the gym tomorrow. We're working on bop, 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 bop for next season. That's the winning mindset. In fact, his second book was called Winning. Absolute. No, his first book was called Winning. His second book was called Jump Shot, I think. But just that's the mindset that does it.
It is. And, you know, another one, sorry to cut you off. Another one is Kobe Bryant, you know, God rest his soul. Kobe Bryant would get to the arena hours before a game, run a whole game on the court, play the game. After the game, run a whole game after he just played a game again on the court, and then show up the next day at 4 o'clock. And recently I heard him speak, you know, on a TikTok video, he had said something about training. He said, you know, if you train 3 times a day, if you get up at 6 o'clock, you train at 6 and something, you train again at 12 and then you go back and you train again at 6 o'clock and you go to bed. He says, well, this is what I do. I get 2 more training sessions in. I train at 4. I come back and train at 6. I train at 2, et cetera, et cetera. And so he says that's what made him different, was while other guys were getting 3 training sessions in, he was getting an additional 2. So he was getting 5 training sessions in for years.
Yeah.
Now, if you train your brain and your mind and your body that now you're getting 5 extra training sessions in for 4, 5, 6, 10 years, how much more of an entrepreneur, better entrepreneur will you be? How much more prepared will you be as an entrepreneur if you do the work?
Yeah. And that training session, you know, to pivot to business could be preparing a backup plan for if another pandemic style thing happens. It could be looking at new ways to change your product or service offering. It could be It could be a whole rebrand. It could be a next level of creating passive income for yourself within your yes. business. So it's putting in that work ahead of time so that when, if I'm going to be honest, I believe we will see another pandemic style thing happening to businesses,
yes.
whatever that cause is, I mean, war or whatever. I don't know.
I agree.
But if we haven't put the steps in place to be prepared for what that looks like, then shame on us if it does come and we're unprepared.
Exactly.
And that's that work that Calvin's talking about. You know, one thing that I'd want to not miss a point on, and then I have three more quick questions. We are getting a little long on time, but a point that you made, if we think about the people the athletes that we just talked about, we think about the gentleman from SCORE that came alongside you, the other business owners, what we're really talking about in order to really level up is having a mentor, a coach, somebody alongside us to yes. push us. You talked about reinventing ourselves every 3 years.
Yes.
And so many business owners and businesses that fail because of complacency, because they just get into one of the, you want to see my energy shift a little bit. Come to me as a business owner and say, well, Steve, this is the way we've always done it. I hate that line because the way we've always done it doesn't actually create that next level of success. The world is constantly changing. If we're not evolving and changing with it, we're just going to get left behind. So it is so important that you are seeking out a coach. Calvin is going to be, I think, starting some coaching here in the future and taking his knowledge and pouring into others. He has been the recipient of that coaching. So it kind of takes it back to where we started. So important that we are making sure we have somebody that holds us to a higher standard, holds us to accountability, that says, hey, you're slowing down. That says, hey, I see a blind spot in your business or your life or your plan. If it's you're wanting to next level your physical, hire a trainer. Go to a gym that provides those types of services. If you're wanting to change your business, get a business coach, get a sales coach.
Yes.
If you're wanting to go to that next level in your faith journey, go talk to somebody that will mentor you in that. All areas of life you can take, just like with Kelvin's book and his course, you can take years off of struggle if
Amen.
You follow with people that have done it and that are yes. willing to give you that information. How much is your book on Amazon, Kelvin?
On Amazon, let's see, boy. I think on Amazon it's $15.99, I believe. I should have looked that price up for you.
But so for less than three Starbucks, and I know our audience does Starbucks or whatever, for less than three Starbucks, you can save yourself years of heartache and pain, struggles, lost income. Invest in this book. Figure out what you can gain from it. It may not be your exact journey, but I guarantee you it will change the journey for you and make it so much easier to where you can then go harder in other directions. So thank you for putting that book and course together. I'm going to definitely, I haven't bought your book yet. I was reading another book. I've got like four open ones, but I am buying it as soon as we get off the show here today. And I want to go through it because there's more that I can learn to next level my business. Just because we're already rolling doesn't mean that I can't go back and reiterate some things and change things and pass along that information. Because like we said in the beginning, we have that responsibility to do so.
We sure do.
Okay, last three questions. Number one, what does whole life success look like to you?
I would like to say whole life success for me is being comfortable in my surroundings, being comfortable financially. I don't need to be rich or a millionaire or a gazillionaire, but just being comfortable where I don't have to balance my checkbook but once every couple of months.
Yeah.
Whole life success to me, one of the things I'm working towards and I envision myself having is a nice, beautiful boat and having a nice boathouse. And I sit back and I say to or a house on the lake. I sit back and I say to myself, my journey will end when I have that boat. And when I'm sitting on the dock with a cigar in my mouth and an Uncle Near's whiskey in my hand, that's when my journey will end. So that's whole life success to me, is getting that beautiful boat that I'm envisioning, fishing, cigar, and Uncle Near's.
Oh, man. All right. Well, let me know when that happens because I'll come join you. I'll bring the
Amen.
Bottle.
Amen. Amen.
And then the other question that I ask everybody, and we have talked about quite a few books. I love connecting with entrepreneurs that read and gain wisdom through them. What book or books have most influenced your life?
David Goggins, you can't hurt me. David Goggins, you can't hurt me.
Yeah, just, perfect.
That's it. Well, hands down, David Goggins, hands down.
That's one of those, like, the funny thing is the stat keeps growing of those books that I have to keep reading. Like, oh, I have to read this every single year. That's one of them that's on that list. And I get a fire in my belly every time I read it, you know. I want my alarm clock to go off at 4:30 with David Goggins talking.
Amen.
To me.
His voice. Get up!
That's right. That's right. Hey, your future's passing you by, and of course a few expletives because that's how he speaks.
Get the F up.
I don't think I could not put my feet on the ground and probably salute him and drop and give 20 push-ups just before I brush my teeth, you know? But that man has earned that respect.
Right. How cool would that be to get an alarm clock that has David Goggins' voice every morning waking? We should pose that to him.
Brother, we should invent that.
Hey, David, this is what you should do.
Yep. Absolutely. You know what? I would pay a pretty penny for something like that because it would get
exactly.
It would get you going. Awesome, man. Well, hey, this has been an absolute wonderful time together. How can our audience, and again, I'm going to put some links in the show notes, but how can our audience best connect with you to learn from you, to support your journey? I believe we're building a tribe of people that want to see each other succeed and cheer you on at the same time, but how can they connect with you?
Oh, thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. I have a website. It's kelvinabrams.com. So it's K-E-L-V-I-N Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S.com, kelvinabrams.com. My book is on there. There's a link to my workbook. There's a link to the course that's on there as well. And then there's a little bio about me on the website as well.
Love it. And then your other businesses, if they're in your area, how can they find you?
Oh, sure. TikisPlayhouse.com, K9andCoffee.com. And again, I believe Tiki's Playhouse will have a link to all of the businesses. And then AmericanFitnessExpress.com. And they're all located in Glenelg, Maryland.
Love it. And I know we have some dog lovers on this website or on this podcast. In fact, one of our clients makes high-end custom dog scarves. That she's put out. She's down in California. How could we find your shirts?
Oh, the sniffing ass.
Yeah.
You go to tikisplayhouse.com and then sure, these shirts will be right there on tikisplayhouse.com, sniffingass.com.
Perfect. I love it. I think I have a couple Christmas present ideas. Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, you know what? Brother, I want to thank you for coming on, spending time with me this morning. I am always inspired by people that are just getting after it. I love that you took a start to life and made it your own. And even more so, I love that you are giving back, that you are taking your journey and helping others to find their own success and create their own success based on the things that you are paying forward with. So thank you for that. And we just wish you the absolute, absolute best success in everything. I will be watching. I will be watching you and cheering you on the whole time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I look forward to our second podcast when we're sitting here sipping bourbon and talking at the same time.
Yes. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to take this podcast on the road. And I think you'll be one of the first ones because that just sounds wonderful. For our audience, that may be a longer podcast because we're gonna be sipping and smoking. So I love it. Well, hey, thank you again, man. I just, again, am so blessed by this time together and just wish you all the success.
Thank you very much for having me on your show today. I appreciate it.
You got it. Wow, what another amazing guest to have on the show. I got to tell you, I am feeling so energized and so inspired by what Kelvin shared with us. So thank you again, Kelvin, for coming on the show. We just have been so blessed with so many wonderful guests coming on, sharing their knowledge, sharing their inspiration, their insights. I want to just keep this thing going, man. Let's build up such an amazing show and community that people can't wait to be a part of it. I am excited. I'm grateful for the entrepreneurs, the business leaders out there, the people that are making waves and making things happen in their own lives, and then sharing that knowledge and wisdom with us so that we can continue to grow as well. What an amazing, blessed day we've had today. I want to echo what Kelvin shared in the beginning of the show. Today, on the recording of the show, is Veterans Day. So thank you so much for every veteran and veterans' families that have given, sacrificed time together, some of them that have paid the ultimate sacrifice to create the freedoms that we get to enjoy in this country, the greatest country on the earth, that we get to have the ability to even create our own future through entrepreneurship, that we can pursue the success that we want for ourselves. So thank you to each and every one of you. We will be praying for your just success for yourselves as well. Thank you again to every single one of you that has joined us on the show and all the episodes to date. I think by the time this one drops, we'll be close to about 20 episodes. And so it's continuing to build and we're continuing to get inspired. The way that we grow this to be even bigger is for you guys to just take a moment, interact with the show in some way. If you're listening to it on Spotify or Apple, make sure that you're giving reviews and sharing. If you're on YouTube, which seems to be where most of our audience is, please subscribe. We have probably only about 10% of our audience is subscribing to the show. It really does help. It also gives you an alert when something new's coming on. So we still have the next, I am scheduled out through the end of January, multiple times a week, recording episodes with guests. So we have so many guests still to come with so much knowledge, and it's just going to continue to grow. So if you want to see a specific guest, if you want to see a subject matter discussed, if you want to give feedback, I'm going to say things and guests are going to say things that you agree with and that you don't agree with. Let's create a community that interacts with one another so that we can learn and grow together. Let's challenge one another. That's the way that we all get better, is if we actually are communicating and challenging one another and inspiring one another through our thoughts. So thank you again for joining us today. So much more to come, but together our hope is that we'll uncover the secrets to creating a harmonious life where your business, your family, and your health, your faith journey flourish in unison, so that you can just see the life that you've been created to build and to lead and to leave this world a better place for all of us. We'll see you next week.